Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I don't know where it's gonna take me. I know I got faith. My fans, my loved ones, my block, my people. So love you. It's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep walking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you. Never know where life will take you, man. Ride with me. Back in the 70s, dad just a boulder.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Chris Dameron, taking over for Charlie Alejandro this evening. And we will be, tonight's show, will guest show is Lorraine Calderon. I apologize if I've messed your name up. A married woman of two, business owner, and actress. Listen to her share her life history and journey to make her dreams of working in the film industry a reality. And I also have a co-host, Cardiac, will be the co-host, and I am going to be on. Cardiac, are you there?
Yes, my man, I'm on there. What's going on?
All right, Cardiac, I am going to turn the show over to you.
Hello, people listening out there, Radio Land. So what's going on? What's
nothing,
the topic of the day?
And we're going to be talking to Lorraine
Calderon, I believe.
Calderon. And we're just waiting for her to call in. Hopefully she will be calling in momentarily to talk about the show this evening.
And excellent, excellent.
Awesome show.
So what's been up to Chris?
Nothing much. Just had a lot of appointments today, but otherwise doing okay. How about yourself, Cardiac? What's been going on in the film world there?
Running around being Hollywood, you know how it is. I was on The Zookeeper. I think it was Monday or Tuesday for 14 hours from 5 p.m. to about 7 in the morning.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was brutal but fun. It was a cool setup, man. I had a fashion show thing going on. I played a news reporter.
Wow.
I was running around the set
awesome.
With cameras and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is great.
And, positivity, like my, Charlie's always talking about, there was a bunch of guys to be photographers. And so a bunch of guys cut me in line and ran for their cameras.
Yeah.
And I played my position, just played it real calm. And because those other guys are greedy, the other lady comes up and she gives me a microphone and tells me to play a news reporter, which means more screen time for me. So, things all work out when you're positive and you don't, because a negative person would have, started griping or maybe even made a big fuss about it.
Yep, I hear that. Because we all look for our cameras when there's a celebrity around.
Yeah.
You know that one, that's a big thing there.
Yeah, man. So, and then on the cab ride back, there was a guy from, older cab guy, and we're riding back. It's very early in the morning. And I told him I was on the set, and, he said he was just really pumped to see a local guy trying to make it. And so as he left, he said, next time I see you, I want your autograph. So,
right.
So, positive things, man. Like, you just got to keep it up. So, I don't know, man. We're sitting here waiting on the line for Lorraine. Charlie is indisposed at the moment. I guess he's on the set in Maine, right?
Yes. Charlie is out of town this evening. She's in Maine on set of the movies she is doing. And she had called her co-host and asked if I would be willing to pick up the show tonight, and I said, sure, why not?
Nice.
As long as I have a co-partner to assist me here and with the questions and everything.
Just call me Maverick, you be Goose, and we'll do it, man.
I also want to say hello to guest 2371 and guest 2411. Hello, you are in the chat room there. If you have any questions for the guest this evening, please call 347-989-1473, and we will be able to chat with the host. You'll be able to chat with the host and the guest, Lorraine
Calderon. And, guys, don't be shy. Any questions you guys want to ask, man, just shoot them out there, and we'll be more than willing to do what we can. I don't know if we can do it as good as Charlie, but we're trying. We're trying. So,
we're trying here. But, anyhow, any other things in the work there, Cardiac?
Well, like I said, man, I'm talking to people from Universal about my music. And I don't know, man, out of nowhere, man, I checked my MySpace about 3 weeks ago, and we were probably pushing some about 58,000 hits, and I guess today I looked at it in a while, we're at 70,000, so I guess we're getting a lot of positive response from people, especially with that new song I did
about
my child coming on the way, and like I said, it's just overwhelming how much positivity is coming to my life with the people around me, and you know, the girl I'm with now, Smile, she's a great girl, she really, really supports what I do, believes in it, and it's good to have somebody that really, really is helping you grease the wheels rather than trying to rush them, you know what I mean?
Right. I hear that.
So, man, just albums in the works right now. Still working on music, and we're trying to just basically finish all the loose ends up right now, man. So I've got a couple offers for videos right now. We're just trying to find the concept because we got about 3 video directors waiting to film the next 2 videos, so...
Right.
Kind of good to be able to pick and choose rather than having to beg people, you know?
Right, I hear that. I wonder where the host is this evening, Lorraine. If you're able
Lorraine,
to...
she's... Well, you know, it's like... I come from a Spanish family myself, so we're always running a little behind.
I guess so. And if you hear things in the background, I've got some several... friends over and they're just hanging out. And,
nice. Hey guys, what's going on?
You're not on a speaker, but my co-host says hello to everybody here.
Oh, I can hear him in the background. That's what's up. Cool, man. It's all a group effort here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, anybody out there listening right now, you got any questions for us? Anything
Please,
you guys want to talk about?
Yes, anyone that has any questions at all, please feel free to come into the chat room.
Give them that number again, Chris.
The number is 347-989-1473. Again, that number is 347-989-1473.
Sounded smooth, Chris. I like that. You're very James Bondish right now.
Yes, and
I just wanted to play the music while you're saying that, like Aaron and Aaron and Aaron.
Yes, and I'm wondering where our guest is this evening. I hope she's gonna be able to do it because I just looked over in our chat room and nobody's in there right now. Guess they left, but I think once we get Lorraine Calderon in here, I think the guests will pop back on.
But I know she's got a couple little rugrats, but she's just corralling them for bedtime yet.
Right.
It's been really good out here with the Boston scene with movies. I mean, a lot of people. It's amazing how Charlie gets around. I mean, I'm on a movie set, and I'm constantly bumping into people that she knows or that I know. It's just such a small community when you think about it because, I mean, when I went out to the set of The Zookeeper, I bumped into, like, 20 people I knew. And then I met 20 more. And, you know, so the next time I show up on a set, it's almost like coming home. It's crazy.
Cool.
But, shout out to Andrew Wu. He's a cool guy. I met him on the set of The Grown-Ups. He's a cool guy. And,
right.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome, man.
It is. Well, I think we might have Lorraine Calderon on the line.
Lorraine.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if we're here. She's here.
Check it out, Goose.
Hey, Lorraine, how you doing today?
Hi, good and yourself?
Good.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging out.
Great.
My name's Chris, and I'm taking over the show tonight for Charlie Alejandro. and Cardiac's my co-host, so he's going to be taking over the show.
Awesome.
So, Cardiac, take it away.
Lorraine, Hey, Lorraine. How you doing?
How's it going?
It's going awesome.
Loving the jams, Cardi. Loving the jams.
Good, good, good. So, Lorraine Calderon. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
All right, all right. So, how's it going, huh? What, let's talk about this new business here you're trying to open up. What's going on with that?
Yes, I'm actually a home daycare provider now, training the young minds for the future, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
them out there, getting them trained, making sure they're, you know, popping like we are. Just basically doing my thing, you know.
Where did you go to school for that?
When or why?
Yeah, where?
I'm actually attending Ashford University for my degree in early childhood education.
Mm-hmm, damn girl. So, when or about, are you starting it right now, or are you planning it in the next couple of months, or what's going on?
I've already started. Started in early September, and I'm doing my thing. I'm doing a home daycare and preschool at home, and it's very fulfilling. I see the children every day progressing more and more with my curriculums, and it's really good. It's, you know, it's happening right now, right in front of me, you know.
Nice.
I can't get realer than that, you know, Cardi?
So how the Rugrats?
They're doing great, you know. They're enjoying it. My 3-year-old is in it as well. He's enjoying, you know, life with the you know, the guests, he calls them. and he's having fun. He's keeping it live. He's keeping it real. And, you know, he's enjoying himself as well.
Nice. So how's your dad? How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's actually started a new job early September, which was a little stressful for us, but it's going great. He's
That's
in Revere.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of a troop, but he gets home earlier, and he's really enjoying it. He's doing awesome.
That's great. So what movie are you working on right now? What's going on with that?
I'm actually not doing anything right now with the movies. I just finished Grown Ups. Actually, we worked on it together, didn't we, Cardi?
Yeah, I kind of drove everybody crazy, for those that don't know.
You were awesome, though. You know, you were awesome between the lag times. You kept it real, you know?
For those who don't know, I have ADD to the fullest. And if I am not entertained, I find ways to entertain myself.
So
I would sing songs and... told people while they were trying to sleep, and I got banned from the table by Charlie at least 20 times, but I always came back.
No,
I wouldn't trade it for anything, though. It was just awesome. He kept it real the whole time, and we just had a great time on set.
As a matter of fact, I got some liquor in my sippy cup right now, so.
I'm loving it, Cardi, loving it. Way to keep it real, Cardi.
You know, baby. So, Lorraine, what do you see in the foreseeable future for yourself? What's going on? What are the plans?
Well, you know, I do see me as an award-winning actress.
Nice.
Yeah, that's where I see myself. Right up there.
We'll be at the Oscars together with Charlie. We'll go hang
out. Exactly, with Charlie. Yeah, yeah. You know, right next to her.
Tell Russell and Steven that we'll go check him out.
You know it. That's what's going to happen, yeah. Right next to Julia Roberts.
We're going to call her Julie. Hey, Julie. Smooches.
Julie, yeah.
We'll do lunch.
Hi, wow. Julie. How can we help you? Yeah.
Mimosas and hard-boiled eggs. That's how we do it.
Exactly. That's how we do it. You know that,
Connie. So, okay, besides mimosas and hard-boiled eggs with Julia Roberts, what else do you see going on? Like, let's say 6 months. What do you see in the next 6 months?
Well, I see myself starting a daycare center for the our urban children that they don't have much to look forward to right now. You know, I want to do like a center for the arts for the children.
Right.
You know, introduce them to the different acting aspects. You know, piano lessons and guitar, things that they are not normally exposed to in their environment.
Right.
You know,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because of the, you know, the economy or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to be able to bring that home to them, you know.
Right.
Be able to bring that
now,
home.
Where would you be trying to base this out of?
Out of Lowell, Massachusetts.
Okay. Now, is there a
Lowell,
contact number?
Yes.
There you go. Tell them, Chris. Tell them about the Lowell.
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Home of the fighter, Mickey Ward.
That's right. The fighter, Mickey Ward. And the invention of line. Did you see me in the movie?
No, I didn't see that. Where were you?
I was a nurse in the movie. Yep. I was in it a whole 20 seconds.
Yeah, man.
I was
Come
doing
on.
My thing, you know. Yeah.
nice.
Yes, I will give you a contact number, actually. It is 978.
Yes, go ahead. Give that for the people.
Sure. 978-441-3894. And like I said, I do home daycare. And pretty soon, within 6 months or so, I'm going to be doing my daycare center in for the arts, basically, for the underprivileged
nice.
Children. Yeah.
That is awesome. So it's going to be based out of Lowell. She's currently based out of Lowell. And she could give you that number one more time just so people get it.
Sure. It's 978-441-3894.
So Lorraine, what's going on with the Halloween party this weekend?
The Halloween party is going to be popping. It's going to be on. I have got my wig, okay? You know I'm going to be a character because that's what I am. I'm going to be painting my face. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a vampirist, but the gothic error, you know.
Oh, not the Twilight vampire?
No. Not the Twilight. I'm going to be the new age vampire, okay? The gothic gal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is Chris dressing up as anything? What's he going as?
Yeah, Chris is something scary. Yeah.
Oh, really?
he's going to scare the children. I'm kind of afraid of that. I'm kind of afraid of that. He's going to scare the kids a whole lot. He's trying to be, like, a scary clown. And
that's going to horrify even the adults. No one likes clowns.
Yeah. He has it down pat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he has it down pat. Like, the mask is just, it's scary. It's, yeah.
Does he have the clown shoes?
Yeah, but it's not like the big clown shoes. It's just like some funky shoes that I've never seen
right.
before. But he's busting them out for the night, you know.
For those that don't know, the Lorraine Calderon Rodriguez Halloween parties are legendary, and everybody goes as a ridiculous character. And pretty much, if you don't come in a costume, you get ragged on all night for being a party pooper.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, every year it's everybody has to one up each other with the craziest outfit. And I mean,
right.
I never go to one of these without laughing hysterically. I just don't stop laughing. It's like every time you turn around, that someone else is something more ridiculous and more outlandish, and you're dying rolling on the floor. It was ridiculous.
That's right. Usually my mom, you know, she outstages all of us, remember?
Oh,
you
man.
You know, the coffee lady, the dog, I mean. She comes up with the funkiest things. It's like, Mom, where do you get these from?
It
you know?
Is crazy stuff. I mean, the first time I went to one, I think it was a Chippendale or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bow tie. Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, my brothers, I didn't have a costume, so my brothers stuffed me into one of my younger brother's really tight suit coats, and they made me grease my chest. It was quite horrifying. I probably would never do it again.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, that's historic, you know.
Well,
we have
to chime in
of
here.
That.
I'm going to chime in here real quick, guys.
All right, Chris.
And I'm going to say to any of the listeners that would like to ask any questions to Lorraine Calderon, please call 347-989-1473 if you have any questions for the guest this evening.
And yes, gentlemen, she's as cute as she sounds.
So keep it G-rated.
Yeah, we have to do that. Got to keep it a clean show. And if you also have any questions, feel free to jump into the chat room, and we will be able to get the questions answered.
So, Lorraine, I'm going to go to Charlie mode. And one of the questions she usually asks on the show is, what do you find ways to stay positive? What are your methods to staying positive and keeping going?
Basically, I surround myself with positive people, nothing less. You know, anybody that's negative, I try to turn them around and bring them into my world, per se.
Right.
You know, I keep them positive. If they're having a down day, I don't let them have a down day. I just, you know, bring them up with, you know, my enthusiasm and my positive outlook in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically just keep myself surrounded by the positivity that I radiate towards others. I just want everybody to share, you know, the positive things in life rather than the negative. There's so much negative out there. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. It is.
Yeah.
Bad.
It can overcome a person in like 2 seconds flat. And it's
fast.
Just not, yeah, it's just not, you know, what we need in this society right now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this day and age, we need the positivity. We need to, you know, keep it going, keep it popping, doing your thing, and just looking forward in life and do what makes you happy, you know, and that's, you know, that's how I keep it live and keep it positive in life, you know, surrounding myself with that type of people.
That's what it is, because, I mean, I feel that like a lot of people, it's almost like radiation.
Exactly.
When you're around a negative person, you're all happy, and you just walk in, and you get this little vibe and aura around you, and all of a sudden they're like, wah, 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 wah.
Exactly.
It's like, ow. It's like, you're hurting my aura. Stop it. Like, you just have to...
Yeah, you just have to have that positive attitude, like, can nobody take me down? I can only make you positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that type of attitude. It just comes on, and I'm there. That's just me, you know? So it works. It works for me.
Now, could you give an example of maybe one time you turned somebody around when they were really, really negative and you just brought them around to your way of seeing things?
Yeah, basically my friend the other day, I mean, she, you know, she broke up with boyfriend, and she's just looking at all the negative sides, the year spent and the time spent with the boyfriend, and, you know, it's just all the negativity just coming on her shoulders. And I just told her, you know, maybe it's just, it all happened to make you the person you are today, you know, to make you ready for the next person that comes in your life. You know, that'll be the person that turns your life around, you know, and don't think of it as, you know, time ill spent, you know, it's just time well spent in bringing you up and making you the person you'll be for the next person that comes in your life. So, you know, I like to keep it positive with my friends and, you know, let them know that there are positive things even within the negative, and, you know, there's other things to look forward to in life.
That is
know?
Right. That is completely right.
Tell them, Chris. that's Goose right there. Tell him Goose got my six. We're here in the dog fight. We got it.
Yes, exactly.
I said he's my co-pilot. So I'm Maverick. He's Goose. But yeah, I mean, just like Chris was saying, I mean, like it's with relationships, it's like I notice a lot of people they'll get in an argument or they break up with somebody and then they're like, you know. I'm so going to shut myself off. I'm not going to be this way with the next person. I'm going to be a total, you know, jerk or whatever. And it's like they don't realize that negativity is going to stop them from maybe meeting the perfect person. It's like
That's right.
You know, like you said, if you take what you learn from that individual relationship and go into the next one with an open mind and clean slate and maybe tweak what you learn, because everybody can change themselves. It just takes, you know, people are like, oh, I can't change the old dog new tricks. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You so can, you know, like you just have to be willing to make the commitment to yourself and to that next person to be willing to try and be different. And that's where I've learned myself.
Right.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, co-host Lynn, what's going on?
Nothing. Just sitting here listening to you guys.
Hey, Lorraine, say hi to the guys in the background because Chris got a bunch of friends over there. So
hi,
they're all,
Chris and the guys.
They all say hello.
Hi.
Just hanging
Can
out.
We hear him? Can we hear him? I want to hear him. I want to hear him
Hold
all say
on.
Hello at the same time.
Everyone, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I've got some friends over for the evening. Wen is helping me to cook supper this evening, and
I want some. What are you guys cooking?
I'm on over, Cardiac. You know where I live. Yes. What do we have in this evening?
Sweet and sour kibasa a la Mr. Whitehouse.
Sweet and sour kielbasa is what we're having this evening after I get off this.
Nice. That sounds good, man.
It is. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite dishes I love.
Awesome. Lorraine, what's your favorite dish?
I actually don't have one. I range from Puerto Rican food to Italian food to Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Anything you can make me that is not too spicy, I'm good. You know.
I'm pretty much with it. I'm bottomless pit status. If it's there, I'll eat it. And,
exactly.
So besides the crazy Halloween party and all this stuff going on, what else? Is there anything you'd like to talk about, any causes, anything that you feel like there's something that you should speak on right now at the time? The floor, Lorraine?
Yes, there's a cause. There's a fundraiser happening in Lowell. It's actually the 31st on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the Centerville Club. It's for a friend of ours that her name
okay.
is Sophie. She has
mm-hmm.
cancer. And so it's a fundraiser for her, you know, for awareness and, you know, just basically bringing home some funds for her, things like
so
that.
So that's the 31st at the Centerville Social Club?
Yeah.
And now is there a start time for that?
Yes, it's actually 8 o'clock. Yep, 8 o'clock on the 31st.
Okay.
And that's where it's at, Centerville. So, you know, just bring it down and, you know, stay positive for, you know, our cancer patients, our cancer survivors, our cancer,
right.
you know.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is anybody able to come to the show or what? The party?
Yes.
An invited party.
Actually, there are tickets being sold and there's tickets at the door as well.
Now, is there a number for that, Lorraine?
Number and address, anything?
Actually, you can email myself. I can get that information over to you. And
awesome. Yeah, just give them the email on the ring so that they can get you over there with
sure.
that. And me and Charlie and anybody else can help out with that.
Sure. That's Lorraine _ Cal, D as in door, ER. O-N at AOL, at Yahoo, at yahoo.com, and I'll definitely get you all the information needed. And actually,
yeah,
I just found out it's actually at the Dom Pulowski Club in Centerville.
The Dom Pulowski Club in Centerville.
Yes.
October 31st, and it's a benefit for Sophie, who is currently battling cancer right now, and that'd be
exactly.
an awesome cause if anybody could help out. She's selling tickets. Hit up Lorraine. Lorraine, give them that email just one more time so everybody could
sure.
Get that.
Sure, that's Lorraine _
Anybody there, or did we lose?
Hello. Yeah, I got disconnected for a second.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Technical difficulties. Yes.
Okay.
Testing,
so you were giving out
two.
The, Lorraine, you were giving out the web address where people can hook up here for the tickets.
Sure. That's Lorraine _ Cal, D Diaz and Dorn, E-R-O-N, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, that's just such a good cause. I mean, anybody can help out, or, you know, anybody that feels like, you know, they can make a contribution, even if it's food or anything, you know, guys, just hit up Lorraine, send an email anytime during the regular shows when Charlie's around. You guys can ask about it, and we'll all pull together and see what we can do for Sophie, right?
Definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I mean, seems like it's about that time we're going to be wrapping it up.
Yeah,
Lorraine,
we still got about 28 minutes, so we still got a few more minutes to go here.
So we're going to keep on plugging. Keep on trucking, keep on moving. Lorraine.
Come on, yeah.
I got some liquor, some, you know, so it's all good. Oh, guys, by the way, I just want to throw a quick plug. If you guys ever want to come down to Mojitos, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday,
yeah.
I work the door down there, so you guys can come down, have their mojitos. They're really good. And also check out Breezeway. That's a good spot. My girl Smiley works down there. She'll take care of you guys. They do Latin nights, karaoke, all that stuff. So, again,
oh,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, check out Mojitos. Have a good time. I have a blast every time I work there. So we're doing all that. And basically, lately, I don't know, we've been running around just staying so busy with between the club promoting and the music and the movie sets and trying to get these videos out there. And Lorraine's going to be helping out in the video. She's going to help us out in the video. We're probably going to be shooting Bossy soon. We got there's an awesome director, Dave, who I met filming promos for The Spatula. Basically, we're looking for it was an audition tape, and they like me and they like my music, and so he called me and said he wanted to do a video for me and Cherie. Shout out to Cherie.
Ooh, shout out. Cherie.
And Lorraine, you got any shout outs?
Shout out to my baby boy, Chris Bandit from The Last Forbidden Fleet.
Chris
and,
is
yeah,
an
that's
awesome
about it.
Name.
Yeah, it is. It can't get better than Chris, right?
Because our host is Christopher.
Christopher, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Charlie Alejandro. My family in Lowell. That's about it.
Shout out to the whole city of Lowell.
Exactly.
Yes, we have to do that, and yes. Like I said earlier, Charlie is out on location on a movie set this evening, and she had called me up to host the show this evening with Cardiac.
Is it Wichita or is it that epic movie up in Maine?
It's the one up in Maine. She's up in Maine this evening.
Oh, she's riding horses and being a warrior.
Yeah,
is that it?
That is correct.
Nice. Not far from the truth, guys. Not far from the truth.
She is an awesome, awesome woman. I hooked up with her a couple of years ago, and I've become very good friends with her, and I've stayed friends with her for a while now. And I met two at the beginning of the show here. I believe the email address for the show is www.ordinarywoman with WMN at blogtalkradio.com. Or if I've messed that up, I apologize. but if you go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Ordinary Woman, you'll be able to find the information there.
Send us an email. Shoot us a smoke signal. Send us a message or fruit basket. We love anything if you send it to the show.
Exactly, exactly. And if
and,
you have... Go ahead.
Oh, guys, I want to make another plug. Wednesday, I am going to be hosting the whole show because, again, Charlie's going to be away doing... who knows what? Maybe jumping out of a helicopter this time, but whatever she's doing, it's going to be cool.
Go, Charlie!
But, yeah, I'm going to be hosting the show on Wednesday, guys, and L.A. Fresh and his lovely girlfriend, Jenna, is going to be there. She's an awesome singer, a great person. I'm going to be interviewing them, And basically they have their own store, Urban Outfitting. They got like clothes and, you know, CDs and mixtapes, and they're both artists themselves. So I'm going to be interviewing them on Wednesday. So if you guys want to check out the show then, you guys can plug in, ask them questions, all types of great things. I know that Jenna just recently performed with Onyx. That was about 2 months ago, and again, I think she might be on the bill again this month. Shout out to my buddy Joey McCready, who's going to be defending his Eastern Boston Conference title at Twin Rivers Casino the 20th, which is this weekend, I believe. He's going to be the headliner. And then my buddy Joey Spina will be fighting the 31st, the same as that benefit for Sophie. He's going to be fighting up at Mohegan Sun for his defense of his title. He's a super middleweight champ. I think I don't want to mess up his weight class because then if I punch him in, that won't be cool, but whatever. He's fighting for himself. And, you know, good luck to both those guys. I know they've been working hard. And, yeah, man, it's just it's crazy that, you know, and again, they're all regular guys. You just, you know, they just do, you know, extraordinary things. And I just think that if, you know, everybody plugs away at what they're doing and what they believe, and, you know, you keep going at it, no matter what people say around you, you'll get there, or you'll get to that point of satisfaction to yourself to say that I tried, I did the best I could, and you can walk away gracefully rather than never have tried and have that feeling in your gut, you know, that pang in your stomach that nags away way past your prime into those years where you can't really do it anymore. So, I mean, I tell everybody, I can't stress it enough that, you know, my family in general, we try to be very positive. And those that want to be negative get shunned really fast. And you can come back into the circle of trust when you know how to behave and be positive. So,
exactly.
Guys, Lorraine, I want to just do funny kid stories real quick. What's the funniest thing that your kids have done this week? I know they always have a random thing that goes on.
This week, my three-year-old, she was watching one of the primetime, you know, TV channels for children, and they said, stay right there, you know, we'll be right back, or whatever they said right before the commercial.
Yeah.
And my three-year-old busts out, and he says, no, you stay right here. You're not going nowhere. And it's like, and it just cracked me up so much, like how, like, they take what we say and just, like, spin it around to,
oh man, and they are,
you know,
so fast with it nowadays.
Oh my,
like,
god, yes they are. He's like, no, you stay right here, you don't go nowhere. And it's like, we say the same thing to him. He's like, I go to the store with Dada, with Puppy or whatever, and we're like, no, you're staying right here, you're not going anywhere. And he just turns it right around and uses it to his advantage. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, like right now I'm moving into an apartment in South Boston tomorrow, but we were staying at a friend's house for a week till the apartment was ready, and she has a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they both call me Cardi. And so
Cardi is a good name.
So it is too cute to hear like a 2- or 3-year-old knocking down your door at 6 a.m, going, Cardi, Cardi, because they just want to play with me, and it's just crazy, man. Like, and they copy everything. You just got to be careful about what you say around them. Like,
almost.
So it's funny that, because they I have a joke where, like, one day a buddy of mine sent me to the store for, you know, those little juice drinks called Big Bursts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're like, yeah, go down the store and get a Big Burst. And I was like, what's a Big Burst? They're like, it's a drink. I was like, you know where you find Big Burst? They're like, where? I was like, in the trees.
Wow.
Because with the Spanish accent, if you if you say Big Burst, it sounds like a big bird. But like, my uncle's in that. So if you ask my father to say Burst, he said Burst. So you find Big Burst in the trees. So now the little kids are saying Big Burst. Like, they're telling me to look for the Big Burst in the trees now. So that's the 2- and 3-year-old. Now they say it, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's just too funny.
It's funny. I can imagine my little one saying that.
Oh man, I have like this thing with kids, man. Like, I don't know why they just flock to me. It's ridiculous. It's like I'm like the Ace Ventura of children.
Well, Cardiac, you're a great person there. Come on.
Oh, I'm a big kid myself, man. I tell everybody that. I never want to grow up. And
we're
I don't
all
think
kids
anybody,
at heart.
I know. I mean, I really don't think people should. I think that I think people always take this, you know, maturity and responsibility thing. There is, you know, you should be mature. You should be responsible. But there's a time where people take it overboard, and they think that they can't have fun
because
they're being mature and responsible, and then they get boring. And then when they see other people have fun, they get negative. Oh, look at that fool, or look at that guy. And it's just like, I think that if people let go and had more fun, there'd be a lot less murders and car crashes and accidents and who knows what else, because people wouldn't be so willing to judge the next person because they're being a fool themselves.
Definitely.
You know, I think people should laugh more, have fun more. I think that, you know, I just see it, you know, where you know, certain neighborhoods in Lowell or certain neighborhoods right now where I'm staying in Dorchester or stuff like that, just people take themselves way too serious. And they feel like it's almost a sign of weakness to smile or laugh or anything. You know, I talk to kids here that, like she said, for the arts, they want to work on stuff. Like, I see kids here that want to be writers, want to be actors or something like that, but they have all these negative kids trying to be this, you know, whether a rapper image they think they're trying to be or whatever, TV tough guy image they think they're trying to be or whatever, like, you know, drug dealer or fool around here they're trying to emulate, and they're not, you know, supporting their friends who want to be better. And so these people are hiding their talents. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know a lot of people, even when I went to school, I had to hide that I was smart. Or, you know, because you had to be the tough guy, you had to be this, you had to be the popular guy, you know. So a lot of kids are coasting on their tests and not willing to raise their hands and speak out in class because they don't want to be labeled as the smart kid, you know.
That's
so
right.
For anybody out there listening, the heck with them, okay? Like, if you're smart, show it. If you're intelligent, use it. If you want to write stories or act or do whatever you want to do, do it. Because the longer you try to impress these people who you aren't even going to know in 5 years, trust me, those people in high school, the ones that you think are your best buddy or the ones in middle school, 90% of them I don't even know or talk to. If they didn't find me through Facebook, now that they see me doing music and all these other things, I wouldn't even know they exist. So I'm telling you that it's a very small world. And you need to think beyond that. And so that's just my little piece of the day. So
hey,
I just felt I had to speak. I felt I had to speak on that because my girlfriend, she has a daughter who's very smart, and she's a good writer, very talented, and she feels she has to hide it. And I talked to a single mother the other day, and she wants to get into acting, wants to do all this. She's like, girl, I'm a single mom, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, look, I tell people, look, if you want to go for it, you know, there's tons of different ways you can go about it, but one, doubting yourself, and two, making excuses aren't the way to go.
That's right.
Because,
exactly,
you know,
and you have to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. You have to really stay positive.
Because I talked to a rapper, this kid, he's a really talented rapper, and I was talking to him the other day, and great talent, had a good look, had, you know, very stand-up features, like, you know what I'm like, you could shake his hand, look him in the eye, like, you could tell he was about his business. But the one flaw I saw in him was he was always trying to latch onto a group of people that were already established. And what I tell people is if you establish yourself and do it yourself, you don't have to worry or depend on anybody else. And so if you don't latch on to something and you create it yourself, people are going to want to latch on to you. And that's when you start creating your own movement, your own buzz, your own thing. And he would make contrary excuses of why these things would fall through. Well, if you latch onto something that's not yours, you can't really complain about it when it doesn't fall through.
Right.
You know, like people are like at a job and they're like, oh man, if I ran the club, I would do it like this and I would do it like that. Well, guess what? It's not your club. So you know, you can gripe and say all you want, but if it's not your business, you can't really change it, and you latched onto it and you're trying to be this big company guy. Well, guess what? Sometimes it doesn't work that way. You know, life isn't fair. And so you have to branch out and do your own thing. Start your own club, save up your own money, you know, however way you can do it, whatever way you feel that you can, you know, I think that's the best way to go about things. Like I said, you know, people jump on bandwagons a lot, And then when they get kicked off the bandwagon, it's like, oh, what happened? Well, like, dude, it wasn't your wagon. It's going to keep rolling with or without you, man. Like, you know,
that's
so,
right.
I tell people that, you know, it's just, look, stay positive, look at the bright side of things, and if something's not working, it's a job or this or that, okay, you have to pay your bills, you have kids, you have responsibilities, that's good, but all the griping and moaning isn't going to change anything, and it's not going to change your position, so you need to find ways to get out of that.
Right.
So rather than, you know, complain about it, how about you take those 1 hour, hour and a half, you complain to your spouse about your job and look for another job.
Right.
Send out your email, retouch up your email, talk to contacts, meet people, and, like, I feel that, you know, that a lot of times people have a bad job or a bad situation and they bring it home to, you know, their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their kids or, you know, their parents. And my philosophy is when I get out of work, I am happy as a pig in F. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to, you know, be free, have fun, and I don't bring it home. And I feel that, you know, if everybody can learn to do that, just not bring your work home. Let it go. Your work is your work. You hate it. You know, you may not like your coworkers. Leave it there because you're going home
exactly.
to people that you like, and you want them
right.
to like you back. So
right.
now if your work
exactly.
if your work stinks, if your work stinks, and now, you know, your house stinks because you're a bummer, you know, now you have two places you don't want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So, so, I mean, it's common sense, people. Like, everybody listen, like, look, keep it happy at home, man. Like, however way you can do it, man. Even if it's something as simple as, you know, bringing a pizza, a happy meal to your kid to see that smile on their face is going to make you smile. You know, do the little extra effort there, like, to just put a smile on your face. Because, I mean, for years, I was so negative. I'm not the big positive, you know, Charlie Wingman I was before, you know. Like, I would complain about everything. Oh, why isn't this happening for me? Oh, why this? And wah, wah, wah. And I would whine on my girlfriend's shoulders or whatever. And, you know, one, that's not sexy. A girlfriend doesn't want her man whining 24/7 about what he's not accomplishing. You know, if a man has a drive, a vision, and he's making it happen slowly but surely, the respect will be there. She'll see that. And, you know, everybody needs to break down every once in a while. And you're human, you know. But it's knowing when and the hows and the right time to do it. Not every day. And sometimes it's good just to sit back and listen to other people's problems. You know, let them vent. You know, I used to be very, you know, like I said, people used to be very self-centered. You know, like, you know, we live in this generation where everybody's short attention span. You know, they got their iPhones and their iTouch and their, you know, and their MySpace and their Facebook and their own little Facebook statuses. And so, I mean, how many times, Lorraine or Chris, have you put up a status or sent a notice on Facebook and people wouldn't notice until like a month later?
Exactly.
I mean, I agree.
And it's like, they ask me, hey, did you notice this? Did you notice that? And then I'll go in and I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's here now. Because it's like, I don't notice it until somebody brings it to your attention. I mean, that's exactly what happens.
It's because, it's, you know what it is? It's like, it's our own little bubble. And, you know, everybody's in their own little bubble. I think that lessons for the day, I think today should be go home happy and step out of your own bubble for at least 5 minutes a day. You know, ask one other person, even if it's on Facebook or MySpace, how they're doing. Check out their status. Comment at it. Do something like that to show that you're not in your own little world because, I mean, it's like, it's funny. We create these things that are supposed to be social networking sites, and I feel like we're slowly and talented writers and, you know, people on the street and guys like Chris that plug you anywhere they go and like Lorraine's Chris who helps me out at shows and,
definitely.
You know, people like Lorraine who spread the word everywhere they go about my music and stuff, people that have honest love for each other. and get that blessing that you have that. Because some people don't have that at all.
Definitely.
Cardiac, yeah. We seem to have had some couple of technical difficulties there. So whatever you guys were just chatting about there,
yeah.
I don't know what was going on there. But we just had two technical difficulties there, and I don't know if you want to just reiterate what you were just responding
well,
to.
Well, what I was saying is basically if everybody's in their own little bubble sometimes, and I think you should realize that it takes a lot more for you to live their life or go through your life than just your little bubble. You know, sometimes, you know, it's like your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your kids or your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, your you know, whoever you work with, your business partner, like, it's all these people helping you go into your goal and your direction. You should take 5 minutes a day or a minute a day to thank them or just, you know, go into their lives. Like, how are you doing, my man? Like, because sometimes people are, there's motivated people and there's people that are just happy and content to live and have a good life every day. And then there's people like me who, or Lorraine, or like Charlie, where we're driving every day towards a goal. And sometimes when you're driving towards a goal, you kind of don't stop and look at the roses during the stoplights. You know what I mean? Like, you have to just stop and be like, hey, how you doing, man? Talk, you know,
right.
Just check up on people outside of your bubble and your life and just, you know, see how they're doing. Because, you know, those links and those are the people you fall back on when everything's not good. And you should really, like, you know, show them that you're proud and happy to have them in your life and you're very thankful for that.
Right.
And, you know? So, Lorraine, anything you want to talk about?
Hello?
Lorraine, anything you want to talk on?
Yes, definitely. Just basically keep it real, keep it positive with yourself and with others. You know, never mind the fake stuff and the negativity and, you know, keep it alive. Keep it real.
Stay positive. That's the main
thing. Stay positive.
That's the main thing of this show, and I think it's
always staying positive.
It's always staying positive, and I mean
definitely.
I believe it to my core, and I think that's the number one essence of it. If you believe it down to your bones,
mm-hmm.
it can and will happen, and people see that. There's you know, there's a lot of people I talk to, and they said there's a lot of truth in your eyes. When I shake someone's hand, I look them in the eyes, they say that there's truth there, and I think that. Because I believe what I'm saying, whether anybody else does. If you believe what you're saying, if you say what you're saying with conviction and belief and you walk that way and you talk that way, people are going to gravitate towards you. Because when I didn't really believe what I was doing, when I didn't really believe that I was good at music or that I could make it in acting or that I could do this or I could do that, people weren't coming to me. I'm like, why? Or, like, I'd meet a good business connect and they wouldn't be sold on me. I'd be like, why? But now it's like, you know, you say it with conviction. You walk with your chest up, your chin up. You make eye contact and you look at these people and they see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they want to be
right.
a part of that.
mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and rule number one, people, sell yourselves, man. Like, you know, not, you know, just really, really, really believe it in your core and then sell that, whatever you're doing. You know, your business, your marriage, your life, you know, like
mm-hmm.
your spouse, you know, you tell them you love them. And you're like, oh, I love you, man. You go to the kitchen and grab some chicken wings. Like, that's not really telling them you care about them, man. You know what I mean? Like, you have to sell that, man. Like, really, really make them feel that. Because just because you say something doesn't mean it's felt.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so Chris,
go ahead.
How's that kielbasa going? Any left?
Oh, we had a question. How's the kielbasa coming?
Status quo for the time period.
Cooking. It's on the stove. Still
you guys are going to have to... I wish you could email food.
Yeah, I know. It would be very interesting to email food around.
We need to work on that.
Don't email food. $2 donation for a recipe.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyhow.
Do they want to share the recipe? Or is it top secret?
With the you want to share the recipe or what?
I don't know if I
want
to
share the recipe.
I think he
mine.
Wants to keep the little thing to himself.
I'm going to get this recipe. That will be my mission.
But the base recipe doesn't make it. I add special spices, a special combination of spices, that gives it the pizzazz that you like.
Exactly.
So the secret ingredient is pizzazz.
Yeah, exactly. And there are certain secret ingredients that he puts in there.
Is that in the Goya aisle? Because I don't know where to find pizzazz. I don't know.
Who knows where to find that?
Is it by the parsley? Because
I think it is by the parsley.
Really? Okay. Parsley and pizzazz. I'm going to ask the guy in the supermarket for that. We're going to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it right next to my adobo. We'll get it popping.
We all have time on this world. we're having a great evening tonight.
And, I had an awesome time, guys. Yeah, man, but I guess we're going to be signing off. We got 3 minutes left. And, Lorraine,
yeah.
You want to give out your emails, your telephone number one more time for everybody at home that didn't get to listen to the beginning of the show? If anybody didn't know, Lorraine is our guest.
I was just going to ask that question myself, Cardiac. I was just going to ask that child.
Got it, Chris.
I was just going to ask those questions myself, but you beat me to the punch here.
Go ahead, Goose. Take it away.
No, sure. Lorraine, you take the show.
Sure. That's, again, it's LORAINE _ CAL, D as in door, ERON, @yahoo.com. And my telephone number is 978-441-3894. There you go.
Awesome. And that email is for, you guys can hit up her telephone number because she has a great little daycare service she's running out of her home in Lowell, Massachusetts. You guys can call her up for that. Or October 31st, she has a awesome cause going on for her friend Sophie, right? Who is currently suffering of cancer, and they're doing a fundraiser for us. So if you guys want to purchase tickets or send donations or food or anything you guys can do to help, that'd be awesome. Just hit up her email. And Chris, it was awesome hosting the show with you tonight. Lorraine, it was great, great talking to you. Shout out to Charlie. And basically, yeah, man, if you guys want to check out my music, I am Cardiac. You can check me out at K-A-H-D-I-A-K. You can Google me. And just check out my music. I have tons of sites, MySpace, Reverb Nation, you name it. I got it. Just check it out. Or you can check out Cardiac.com, K-A-H-D-I-A-K.com. And I have a full website with videos and T-shirts and hoodies and bicycles.
And I just got
the
90-second.
Sign up, Chris. You can take it away.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. And everyone have a great evening and stay positive. And thank you to Cardiac and Lorraine. And we will be live again on Wednesday. And Cardiac, are you going to be doing the show on Wednesday?
Yes, sir. I'll be the host, but you're going to be my goose. He's got my six, everybody. So we're going to have a great time.
All right. We've got about 44 seconds here. So, again, thank you. And I am going to put a piece of music on to the remainder of the show here, Cardiac. So,
all right,
have
guys,
a great night, and I will talk to you.
Will do, buddy.
Mama, and this'll be true to my heart star.